KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today, with a chance of rain later on this afternoon, more toward this evening, a high around 46. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. One of Kansas's most wanted fugitives could be with relatives here in Iowa. Deputy U.S. Marshal Chris Johnson says they're looking for 20-year-old Brian Levi Bridges.
The subject's wanted in a crime from 2014 where he's a suspect in a home invasion robbery where the victim in the home was murdered.
He's wanted for first-degree robbery, as we mentioned, and from Pittsburgh, Kansas. People who were with Bridges were arrested, but Deputy Johnson said that Bridges fled and could be somewhere in Iowa.
Some of his family members often do roofing projects and things like that, are working for cash, doing roofing-type work in the Iowa area. We don't have any specific information on what town or area they may be in Iowa.
Bridges may also have personal ties in Mexico or Denver, Colorado. Johnson says they are seeking help in order to find him.
Any information would be great. Anybody that thinks they may have spotted him or may know the location is urged to call the U.S. Marshal Service or the local police.
And again, the man is wanted for first-degree murder, aggravated burglary, and conspiracy to commit aggravated robbery. Johnson urges you to use caution if you see the man or know where he is.
The murder weapon has not been recovered from the crime, so he is considered armed and dangerous at this point.
Bridges uses the aliases of El Chinito. He's described as a 5'7" Laotian Caucasian male, but he may be claiming Hispanic descent. He weighs 170 pounds and has black hair, brown eyes, and has a scar next to his right eye. You can see a picture of him under the same story at the news page on KJAN.com. A reward of up to $20,000 is being offered for information leading directly to Bridges' arrest. Anyone with information is urged to contact the U.S. Marshals Service Communications Center at 1-800-336-0102. Authorities in Taylor County are investigating a suspicious fire that took place in Lenox early Friday morning. According to reports, a small fire occurred just outside of a mobile home in a trailer park on South Walnut Street in Lenox at around 1:30 a.m. Authorities said the fire appears to have been intentionally set. No injuries were reported. Anyone who may have witnessed suspicious activity in the area early Friday morning is asked to contact the Taylor County Sheriff's Office at 712-523-2153. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday the arrest Friday morning of Jeremy Scarpello. Scarpello was taken into custody on an Adams County warrant for domestic assault related to an incident that allegedly occurred on December the 8th. And on December the 8th, deputies in Adams County arrested Edward Hoskins following a traffic stop. Hoskins was arrested for OWI first offense. Additional details concerning those arrests is not available. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican from Red Oaks, says stopping terrorist attacks like the one in California requires the Obama administration to come up with a comprehensive plan.
We have to address the root of this problem, why we have the refugees and why we have expanding terrorism with ISIS. And we have that because we have an administration that refuses to address this issue of terrorism and the spread of terrorism in the Middle East.
Ernst says the plan has to have one goal.
We need to have a strategy that will completely defeat ISIS, not degrade them, not contain them, but defeat them.
And she sees several issues that need to be in the strategy.
Enhancing intelligence capabilities, that would be part of that, both here at home and abroad. Making sure that we do have a secure border, that will be very important. So again, protecting Americans. But then Congress needs to be engaged as well. We can't completely rely on the administration. We need in Congress to debate the use of force in Syria. We need to do that through an authorization of the use of military forces.
Ernst says that she does not support Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's proposal to block Muslims from entering into the country. She said America has a great relationship with Muslims and cites the work of U.S. troops as an example.
In Kosovo, you will probably see as many American flags flying as you will Kosovo national flags. They adore the United States of America. These are great partners for us. So So I do not support or subscribe to the comments that were made about banning all Muslims from the United States. I don't agree.
Ernst says you can't make blanket statements like that about one group of people.
Well, especially when it comes to religion. So I think we need to focus on what the real problem is.
She was asked if she should be sending a stronger message about Trump's statement by endorsing one of the other Republican candidates for the Iowa caucuses. Ernst says she will keep her with her pledge not to endorse a candidate and says the number of people who have spoken out against Trump's statements in the party in Iowa and across the country is pretty telling in itself. Ernst made her comments during her weekly conference call with reporters. The University of Iowa is scrapping the online course registration system that students have used for years because of its name. University officials have decided to retire the service widely known as ISIS, which is an acronym for Iowa Student Information Systems. Steve Flagel, the university's chief information officer, said students expressed concerns about plugging the name ISIS into the search engines and trying to find the university-owned website. ISIS, of course, is also used as a shorthand for the so-called Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, an extremist group known for deadly attacks, kidnappings, and torture. Flagel says the university will combine the services provided by its ISIS system with other online services to create one-stop shopping experiences for students. University of Iowa graduate students are asking the school to help them fight a rent increase at a private apartment complex on university land. The students argue the proposed rent increases at the Aspire and West campus are higher than expected and exploitative. Students say they're being priced out of their only on-campus housing option. University President Bruce Harold urged Balfour Beatty Campus Solutions Tuesday to listen to student concerns about rent increases. University officials point out that Balfour ultimately has the controlling vote in rental rates and other financial issues. Balfour partnered with the school to construct the campus. Or the complex, I should say. And Balfour spokeswoman Maureen Omrod said the increase is necessitated by the rising cost of utilities and real estate taxes. The University of Iowa's new president has privately hired a media consultant with business ties to Board of Regents President Bruce Rastetter to improve his public communication skills. U of I President Bruce Harold has paid out of his own pocket for the services of Eileen Wickstead, a crisis communications consultant known for making people look and sound good on television and in public presentations. The arrangement bypasses the open records law and the school's communications staff, which is already being overseen by a $20,000 per month consultant. Wickstead's long list of clients includes Summit Farms, which is Rastetter's privately held agribusiness. University spokeswoman Janine Beck said Harold wanted media training and didn't believe the university should have to pay for it. She says Wickstead was recommended to Harold by more than one person. And the Iowa Supreme Court has overturned a drug bust made by a state trooper following a stop for a minor violation. State trooper Eric Vanderweil was in a Poweshiek County watching for out-of-state vehicles on Interstate 80 in June of 2012 as part of an effort to locate drugs being transported across the state. He saw a car with California license plates and pulled it over for having a non-working taillight. The trooper wrote out two traffic violations, and after talking with the driver and passenger, he felt something was up and brought in a drug dog. The dog found marijuana and $33,000 in cash in the car. The passenger in the car, Robert Pardee, was later acquitted of marijuana possession charge and filed to get the money back, saying it was illegally seized. The Iowa Supreme Court, on a 5-2 vote, ruled the stop violated Pardee's constitutional rights. Based on recent cases with the U.S. Supreme Court, the Iowa court said the trooper developed reasonable suspicion of other criminal activity only by prolonging the initial traffic stop beyond the time reasonably necessary to execute the traffic violation warnings. Chief Justice Mark Cady was one of the three judges to disagree, saying the nervousness of Pardee and the driver and the smell of air freshener in their car and other indicators were enough to prolong the stop to look for drugs. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.